Of all saints, great to have you with us today for our remembrance service. And let's keep that passage open before us, John chapter 15. And we're going to zoom in on verses 9 to 14 this morning on this Remembrance Sunday. Let's pray as we come to God's word and ask him to speak into our hearts. Lord, we do thank you very much that we can still meet in our homes as a church family. And we pray that you would speak into our hearts truth that will encourage us and help us to live for you in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's so good to know, isn't it? You are loved. It's a great blessing of life to know that you are loved. When a parent tells their child, I love you. When a child tells their parent, I love you. When brothers or sisters or friends or husbands or wives say, I love you, it's just wonderful to love. And to be loved is precious. It was a very wet half term, wasn't it? And over half term, one wet afternoon, we decided to watch The Sound of Music like you do. It's an epic long film, about 3 hours, I think. But it's a great film. There's a great moment in the film when Captain Von Trapp and Maria confess the moment when they first felt love for each other. Maria says it's when he first blew that whistle and got the children to march down the stairs. And he said it was when she sat on a pine cone at dinner and squealed. Friends, if only it was that easy to get love, to blow a whistle or sit on a pine cone. No, to be loved is wonderful, isn't it? To find those who love us and that we can love in return is precious. And it brings great comfort and joy and a sense of place and security. And that's why to lose those who love us and whom we love is so painful. It is such a loss. We know that the cost of love often can be grief. And that's the experience of many families in both the First and the Second World War and all conflicts since then. It's been the experience of many people this year during this COVID time, this pandemic, to lose those we love. It is unbearably hard. At the start of this year, I went with some friends when COVID was a quiet thing in the background, to watch the 1917 film, a film set in the First World War. And it was deeply moving. You got a real sense of the horror and the sorrow and the cost of war. There was a moment when one of the lead characters reached into his pocket and pulled out a picture of the people he loved. Now, carrying a picture of those you loved that you could gaze on brought comfort, brought real comfort in times of distress and loneliness and suffering. There is great comfort in love. And as we live in this broken world with wars and pandemics, we need the security of knowing that we are loved. We are created to know love. And that experience of love comes from the Godhead, from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who eternally love each other. And this morning, God wants us to know that he loves us, that he loves his people. He loves them with an everlasting love that will not let us down or let us go. We are loved by God. And we need that love to shape the way that we love each other. Oh, we'll see firstly in our passage this morning the wonderful truth that we are loved if we're believers today. Loved. Jesus loves you. Jesus says, doesn't he, in verse 9, have a look. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Well, who's Jesus speaking to here? Well, he's speaking to his followers, his disciples. He's just told them back in chapter 14 that he would be leaving them. And when his disciples hear that he is leaving them, they are distressed and troubled. And Jesus wants them to know, among other things in chapters 14 and 15, that even though he's leaving after the cross and resurrection and ascending to heaven, that he loves them. So he tells them just how much he loves them, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Just take that in for a moment. If we're followers of Jesus, like the disciples, if we trusted in him, then his love for us is the same as God's love for him. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. It cannot get better than that. The Father's love for the Son is perfect and holy and a wonderful love. It is eternal. It will never wane. It is constant, always and forever. Perfect, holy, glorious love. Well, that's the Father's love for the Son. And Jesus says that he loves his people just like that. And what's a simple encouragement to his followers then and his followers now? It's there in verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. His love is constant, and he calls us to lean on it, to remain in it, to not wander from it. The late great Bishop J.C. Ryle put it like this: remain clinging to the love of Jesus for you, as with a mighty fortress and a place of refuge. Christ's free and continued and mighty love should be the home and abiding place of a believer's soul. Jesus loves his people. Jesus loves you. And he wants us to know that love in our daily experience. How do we experience that? Well, we do that by abiding, remaining, clinging to the love of Jesus. And Jesus tells us how to cling. It's about hearing and obeying what he says. Look again in verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Jesus' commands are his words. Friends, if you want to know a greater experience of the love of Jesus in your heart by his Spirit, you're going to need to keep your head in this book, this love letter from God, where we hear the words of God, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus commands that we build our life on its promises and obey its truths. That was Jesus' experience of knowing the love of God, his Father. He enjoyed the Father's love for him as he heard his words, and he obeyed them. Verse 10, if you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. That is the way to know joy and peace. If you cling to Christ's love by feeding on it in his words and living by it in your life, that is the path to knowing the love of Christ for you day by day and his joy in you. To picture really the serviceman in the trenches with 5 minutes peace, and he's dreaming of home and the comfort of his home. And so what he does, he pulls out of his pocket a picture of his dearly loved mother or wife or children, and he looks at it, and it just gives him that sense of knowing that he is loved and whom he loves, and it's a comfort. So Jesus says, I love you. If you want to experience that joy and that sweet friendship, grab your phone with a Bible in, or your Bible book or a scripture, and feed on it and look at my words and obey them, and you will know a sense of my love, what it means to cling to Christ, to remain in him, to know his joy in your heart. That is a great thing for us all to do in the next lockdown, isn't it? Maybe you're living on your own. Maybe you're bereaved. Maybe you're far from those who you love, and you are someone who trusts and follows Jesus. Well, know that he loves you today. Jesus loves you. And he wants you to know his love through his words. And as you live his life and obey him, that brings joy and comfort and great glory to God. And maybe you're listening today, you don't know Jesus in that way. Well, he invites you to come to him, to trust in him, to know him. That's why God was sent his son Jesus into the world. Now, earlier in John's gospel, we hear a verse about Jesus being the very evidence, the embodiment, the ultimate proof that God loves the world. It's back in John chapter 3, and it's verse 16. It says, God so loved the world. What did he do? He gave his only son. He sends Jesus as an embodiment of his love, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life, a life of knowing God now and forever. God wants people like you and me to know his love. Jesus came that we might, through him be brought into a loving friendship, rescued from hell that we deserve, to the eternal life with God forever, forgiven and loved. Now, if you want to be loved by Jesus, by God like that, and have eternity with him, come to Christ. Put your faith and your hope in Jesus. Build your life on him. Trust his work and his words to save you forever. And he will say to you, I love you. I welcome you. You are mine forever. Loved. Jesus loves you. And secondly and finally, we see to those who are loved, well, they are called to love others. Love each other. That's Jesus' command to us. Jesus commands you, love each other. Verse 12, my command is this, love each other. You see, people who are loved by Jesus are called to love their fellow believers, to love other Christians, to love people around them in the world who are not yet believers. And what does that look like? Well, the Lord Jesus sets the standard. Again, you want to know how to love? Well, look to me, Jesus says, verse 12, love each other as I have loved you. And then he describes what that love looks like, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. That is, of course, what we remember with thanks today. The many who have laid down their lives for others' freedom in battle. The many who have served us tirelessly as a nation over this year at great cost to their own lives and families. There is no greater example of this, that you lay down your life for others. And if you're a Christian today, you want to know one way to cling to Jesus and his love through obedience to his words. Well, Jesus says, give your life up. Give your life up, give your time, your money, your energy for others. For the people of God, for the people of this world, show your love for them in concrete, tangible ways. I wonder, is there anything costly about the way that you love others? Because Jesus calls us to costly, sacrificial love, because that is the path he walked for us. As we remember with thanks, the sacrifice of many, all these sacrifices point back to the ultimate sacrifice, when Christ, the Son of God, laid down his life for his enemies on the cross, that they might become his friends. He suffered the death we deserve. He bore the wrath of God on the tree to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for his people's sins, so that we, his enemies, could become his friends forever. Enjoy the love of God and the life of God and the hope of God. Jesus loved lavishly so that we could be his friends. And we say, hallelujah. What a Saviour. Glory to God. And the Saviour who loves us, who patterns for us what sacrifice looks like. His sacrifice is the one that opens up the wide gates of heaven to eternal life to all who will trust in Jesus. Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? You want to be a friend of Jesus? You want to know you are loved eternally and secure forever with him? Well, come to Jesus, who offers life today to all who will receive it. And as you do, you will join the people of God in every age who are enjoying the love of Jesus and are seeking to live his love in practical, concrete, sacrificial ways. And Christians, don't doubt that this is the path to joy and blessing. It is not an easy road. It's narrow. But it's a path of joy and hope and blessing, and it brings glory to God forever. Amazing love that calls us to love. Jesus commands us to love each other. Verse 12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. On the significant day today in our nation, in our calendar, as we stop and remember and give thanks, it is right that we hear and trust the words of Jesus. Friends, Jesus says he loves his people. Let that sink in. And the captain of our salvation, he says, love others. as I have loved you. Let me pray. O Lord God, Father God, we cry. Grip our hearts with your love as we cling to you and your cross and your word. Help us to seek to pursue the path of real joy by obeying you and loving people for your glory and the growth of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.